I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. On her shows, she's sparred with Van Jones, and on her show, everyone spars and then bones. Whoa. It's Watch What Happens Live with SC Cobb and Sheena Shea now. Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who serves the news on cable TV and another who serves the booze for LVP. Tonight, my first guest attended a housewarming party for a couple whose relationship she thinks should be put on ice. From Vanderpump Rules, it's Sheena Shea in a jumpsuit. I love the jumpsuit. It looks so good. And between her recent interview with Sean Spicer and her coverage of the president, she's encountered even more scandals than Sheena. Please welcome political commentator and host of SE Cup Unfiltered and Bravo superfan SE Cup. Hi, SE Cup. You also love the jumpsuit. Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
I did this for you, Andy.
I appreciate it. This is something of a dream come true for you, isn't it, tonight?
Not something. It's the dream. There's okay. Only one dream.
Okay.
I've interviewed, like, presidential candidates, members of Congress. This is the dream. I'm okay. In my church.
Okay, you're in
I've
your
arrived.
Church. Very good. I'm very excited. Tonight's bartender left the Florida sunshine to pour some clubhouse moonshine. Say hi to one of the stars of MTV's Siesta Key, Garrett Miller. Hey, Garrett Miller. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Everything good?
Good, real good.
This is maybe the most clothed you've been in a long time.
A couple years.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm convinced that this season of Vanderpump Rules is, like, best ever. It's every episode is another bombshell after month. It's like it's actually like a day in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much news every day, right?
You know you're all on television, right?
Yeah. I'm aware of that. I don't know about the rest of them, but
the lying and the like are they gonna catch me doing? Yes, you're on television. Yeah. It's all gonna come out.
What's wild is it seems like everyone's relationship is under the microscope. And today it was not only yours, but it was Katie and Tom's. Take a look.
Apparently, I sloppy drunk and made out with someone in which I have no recollection of.
It's in the last 9 months. He doesn't remember it.
I really don't.
I would understand if you guys want to leave, because
I'm not leaving.
Winter's coming.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is the last time you get away with the whole excuse of, like, I don't remember because I was wasted.
Well,
guess what? If you want to be married to me, you're not going to be wasted again in your life.
You're never going to tell me what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, ever.
Who the f*** are you? I don't know you. I don't know you, because you're not the person I married.
All right. By the way, what about the revelation that there is audio of Jax en flagrante?
Yeah.
This was a major revelation, right, Essie?
Well, how dare you, Andy Cohen? Yep. How dare you hang that until the next episode?
I know. Well,
not okay.
Let's take a look at what we do know right now. Take a look.
There's f***ing audio on that phone of him saying that he's never going to marry her. It's despicable.
Just tell me, please.
There's audio on that phone.
Jax. After he had sex with Faith.
Are you kidding me?
You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of f***ing shit. I've heard the recordings. You deserve a rotten hell.
Oh, God. Oh, you.
The f*** out of here, you piece of shit.
I'm out of here, dude.
You deserve a rotten hell.
What was your reaction when you found out that there was audio of Jax?
I mean, I can't say I was surprised by the things he said, but it was really heartbreaking to actually hear him say the things on that recording.
Essie, I want to pit a Vanderpump Rules kid against someone in D.C. and see where you stand on some issues.
Oh.
Who would you trust more with a secret, Kristen Doty or Donald Trump Jr.?
Junior. All
Junior.
He's going to the bank with those secrets.
Don Jr., yeah. Who would you rather take relationship advice from, Jax or Mike Pence?
Mike Pence.
Who would you rather have on your side during a fight? Stassi Schroeder or Ted Cruz?
Stassi Schroeder, 100%. She won't cut a bitch.
Who would you rather go into business with, Sandoval or Chris Christie?
Sandoval, if you just keep his mouth shut, just do what you're told.
Who would you trust more to run your estate or and finances, Schwartz or Trump?
Oh, God, that's awful. I guess Trump.
Who would you want to style you for your HLN show, Katie Maloney or Steve Bannon?
Oh, Katie. Katie, okay. Any day.
Thank you very much, S.E. Cup. I know your S.E. Cup runneth over with questions for these two, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, after years of polishing the silverware at Sir, it seems like many of Sheena's friends held onto a few knives to plunge into her back. Here's what. Sheena, take a look at what your friends have been saying about you, and then I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
Watch.
My friends don't speak to me the way you speak to me.
And my friends don't speak about me the way you spoke about me.
I've already mourned the loss of my friend Sheena.
I do think Sheena needs to pump the brakes a little bit. I don't think she's looking for a boyfriend. I think she's looking for another husband.
She's so narcissistic and so self-involved. You know, she drives me crazy.
Time has proven that we're not meant to be friends.
Sheena's been in the damn corner on her f***ing cell phone.
Sheena is so self-involved, always on her phone, always texting.
I can't wait for Rob and I to get a house one day.
This is exactly the reason why we're not close friends. Nothing she says is ever truthful or real.
What of that melange of comments about you, anything really irritate you?
Pretty much all of it.
Yes.
I mean, okay, for Kristen to say that, like, I'm not looking for a boyfriend, I'm looking for a husband. I mean, isn't that where you go in a relationship? Like,
right.
Why would I just want a boyfriend? Of course I would want it to go further, so duh. And Stassi, the real truthful, that's stupid. I mean.
It's interesting to see you unloading on what's going on in your mind to her at that party and then have her. Were you sitting there taking selfies the whole time at the party?
I'm sure we were Snapchatting. I always Snapchat.
Right.
But also, there was a moment that Stassi and I had at the F. Jax party that you didn't see. And it was like 2 days before that. So her and I had a really good moment together that I felt comfortable talking to her. And then to see that, it was just like, wow, I actually thought we were making progress, but clearly not.
Second, tonight on Pump Rules, Sheena invited Sandoval and Ariana to Rob's for dinner, and we think it was almost as awkward as that one time Sandoval cried off all his makeup. Watch.
Dessert and sex are, like, very similar.
Good thing you're getting both tonight.
Can we be on that level?
Sorry.
Can we be on that level? You're still, like, technically married, right?
Technically?
Technically, but
we
but
can't
you're not
get
cheating.
Married until July. I'm joking, obviously.
Whoa, what kind of dinner is this?
Yes, technically on paper, yes.
Anyway.
Does no one get my sense of humor? It was a joke.
Here's what, since Rob was making Sheena smile her Botox off, a thoughtful Katie and Kristen decided to make sure she had nothing to grin about. Take a look.
You and I have more in common than we might think.
Sheena, your boyfriend's making out with people. Let's just get it all out there.
We have to. It has to do with Rob. He went to Tocamadera and he kissed some chick.
I already know this is bullshit.
I know for a fact that it actually happened.
I honestly don't believe any of this. The funny part of this is him and I don't even kiss a lot because he isn't a kisser.
Yeah.
He's just not. He's very affectionate in every other way, but we don't kiss a lot.
You're doing that thing. You're doing that fake thing right now.
It's complete bullshit.
Okay, so go annoying. To WWHL.TV now. Our first poll is, do you think Rob cheated on Sheena? Yes or no? So he's not a kisser. He doesn't like to kiss.
No. And, I mean, I've known him for 12 years. Like, that's...
Kristen tweeted, someone was going to announce the Rob rumor at the party, so Britt and I chose to tell her first. I'm a good friend.
It's funny, though, that Kristen says she knows for a fact. Like, I'm sorry, were you there? Did you see it? No, nobody did. It didn't happen.
85% of the viewers think Rob cheated on you.
Well, 85% of people don't know the man I was dating.
Finally, as an esteemed journalist, it's Essie Cupp's duty to report the most pressing stories to the American people, like on August 3rd when she tweeted the headline, It's official, Luann and Tom file for divorce.
That's important.
Here's what, it's time to get her take on all the most recent Bravo blunders with a round of We S-E Each Other.
Whoa.
We see each other. Thoughts on Sandoval complaining that he and Ariana never have sex. Do you think the relationship is doomed?
That's a big problem in a relationship, and that they're both vocalizing it. Work on it.
Thoughts on Lala coming back to Sir?
Love everything about her. Want to be her for Halloween.
thoughts on Luann's news that she made over the holidays.
You know, sad face for Luann. You know, she's working on herself. She had a tough year. I'm glad she's getting some help. I want to see her come back stronger.
Thoughts on Dorit and Rinna making up on the Ferris wheel. Will it last?
No, definitely not.
Thoughts on Dorit and Erica getting along. Will that last?
I give that more of a chance.
Thoughts on Danielle Staub coming back to Jersey?
No, thanks.
Thoughts on Kim Zolciak and Kenya's fight at Nene's party?
Everything!
thoughts on Shannon and David getting divorced?
Sad, sad face. But, I think that she'll be happier in the long run.
What were your thoughts on Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara all hugging and making up at the reunion?
Can I say barf? I mean, I want to believe it, but I don't believe it. I think they want the drama. They need the drama. If things are copacetic, they're, like, bored.
I was believing it. Next week on Vanderpump Rules, it's the aftermath of the housewarming party from hell, and no relationship is safe. Wait until you see who drama breaks out with next week. Are you ready, Essie?
I'm never ready. I'm never ready for this group.
Well, get ready. Take a look right now.
What the f***, Ariana?
I heard that you showed her the video and said brought it up.
It was brought to me. I didn't know
what you did. Is that your judgment, Ariana?
Are you serious? You really need to say that to me?
You should have had the wherewithal.
You're being so...
Maybe it's not. I'm being so what?
Obtuse.
I'm really mad at you for this.
For what?
For, like, not using your judgment.
It's on Lala's phone.
You say no.
It's not on my phone. You f***ing dick, dude.
I'm a dick.
Keep having Jax's back, you f***ing dick.
Get the f*** out of here.
Be f***ing serious.
Okay.
On her phone.
Bobby Moynihan, our friend from SNL, tweeted, Sheena, who would you want to play you in the movie version of Vanderpump Rules? I think Bobby Moynihan would make a great Shay, he says.
Selena Gomez.
Sally L said, if you were interviewing President Trump right now, what would be the very first question you'd ask?
Are you with it? Are you there? Are you all there?
Wes G wants to know, who is your favorite Democrat and least favorite Democrat?
Favorite Democrat, David Axelrod. He's a good friend of mine and just a lovely, smart, intelligent, interesting, wonderful person.
Love him on Twitter, too.
He's great on Twitter. Yeah. Also in real life.
Yeah.
Least favorite Democrat, Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
Relax.
Sheena, Amanda Marie 82 said, is the whole kissing drama we heard about tonight the reason that Sheena and Rob are broken up?
No.
But you are broken up now?
Yeah, I mean, we still hang out. We're still friends. We talk often. He came opening night to Sex Tips in Vegas, the off-Broadway comedy
which you are
comedy
performing for the next, like, 6 months in Vegas. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you friends with benefits?
We were in the beginning, but now it's just strictly friends.
Let's go to Danny from Detroit. Hey, Danny, what's your question?
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my question's for Sheena.
Okay.
I was wondering why you have such a vendetta against Katie and Stassi and the girl.
Is that a serious question? Like, have you watched the show since the beginning? I mean, is that a serious question?
That was a serious
question. Yeah, I mean, they've treated me horribly. I mean, they've not been good friends at all, and they just aren't, yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to answer that.
Let's go to Brian from California with a question for SE Cup. Brian, what's your question?
Hey there, Andy. Love you. Me and my husband watch the same fun of nonstop. He's great on New Year's at anything.
Oh, thank you.
Talkative. Most talkative.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, Sheena. Hi, SE. You're both absolutely lovely. My question for the two of you is, how do you feel about Oprah potentially throwing her beautiful hat in the ring for president in 2020, and who should be her running mate?
Is this a good idea, Essie, Oprah running for president?
I said a year ago she is the only person that could beat Donald Trump and match him
really?
Star power for star power. And he's divisive, she's inspirational, she's like his mirror image.
Right.
I think she'd be great. Her speech at the Globes was great. I'd like to see her platform. But other
right.
than that, like...
But I mean, she doesn't actually have any actual experience.
Neither did Donald Trump. Yeah. Right. It's okay.
Some would argue that that isn't working out so well.
Yeah.
It is game time, everybody. While we know that Sheena only takes selfies from her good side, we're going to find out if her knowledge of politics is going to bring out her bad side with a round of Get It Right or Pay the Price. Sheena, I'm going to ask you some political trivia. For each incorrect answer, SE will take a photo of you from your bad side and immediately post it to Watch What Happens Live's Instagram feed, which is Bravo WWHL. And if you're not following that, I don't know why.
How many questions? Because that'll
why.
Be how many bad pictures.
No.
Okay.
All right. So which side is your bad side?
This side.
Your
how
right
do you not
side.
Know that?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot. Yeah. I mean, okay. Yes.
But it's
okay.
Not even
I'm
a bad side.
It's not even bad.
Okay. But you're okay. Do you know what GOP stands for?
Oh, shoot. I do.
I didn't. Just so you know. It
something
is,
population?
No, it's Grand Old Party. It's the nickname of the Republican Party. Okay, but now you need to turn your bad side.
I got it.
Okay. She got the bad side. Post that thing.
All right.
Do you know what communism is?
It's like a socialist form of government, like North Korea, Cuba, Russia. We're like the leader, like makes the decision and not the people. Right?
That's not bad.
Okay, we're gonna do it. Very good. Okay, do you know who this person is in the monitor behind you?
No.
Okay, that is Nancy Pelosi. Show us your bad side.
Your senator.
Okay, do you know what, it's your senator. Do you know what a filibuster is?
Yes.
Jax does this all the time.
Oh my God, I know this. How do I explain it? When they are at like a standstill and like they can't come to, like talking.
Okay.
I know what I'm trying to say.
It's when they keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll see the pictures. There you go.
Oh.
two pictures. Are you upset about that?
Those are. Can we please take those down after?
By the way, we got it. Nancy Pelosi, yeah.
Congressman.
Yes.
Congressman.
House Senator, Minority.
House Minority.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Sheena Shea.
Yeah, I just didn't.
Sheena, Cammy M said, "Is it true you once tried to put the moves on Shep?" That's what Shep kind of intimated.
No,
when
we
he was
actually
on Lunch
talked
up and
about
like,
that,
whoa.
And no, I was in Atlanta, and I was going to a game in Athens, and that's his alma mater. And I was like, "Oh, you should come to the game. Like that'd be fun. Let's tailgate." Okay. That's all it was.
All right. It seemed like something a little more.
Whatever.
Connor G from Albany said, "Essie, which housewife would you be scared to share an elevator with?"
Ramona.
Okay.
She wouldn't acknowledge me. I know that.
Mm-hmm. You think? Oh, right. Sheena N. Diamond 64. Why do you think all the other guys are capable of cheating, but not your guy?
It's just Rob is not that type of person. He's a very loyal man, and he doesn't have a cheating bone in his body.
S.E. Hannah J. wants to know if you think Sheena was moving too fast with Rob.
I understand what it's like when you finally get out of a relationship that you thought was bad. You want to be happy and move on. And so I think that's what she was
but
doing.
Also, he was someone I was with before Shay and was kind of like the one that got away. So it was like to reconnect it. Just
Benjo Bubble tweeted, Essie, where can I get a pair of glasses like yours, frames?
Oh, I wear Warby Parker's. Yeah.
Very good. You have something for me?
I do. Is that okay?
Yes, please. We're running out of time, so I'm going to open this super quick. And it says, Mazel Tov. I love it. Mazel Tov to you. Thank you, Sheena. Thank you, Essie. Thank you, Garrett. We'll catch you on Siesta Key on MTV. Sheena is very upset about this. It's Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules. You can see her in Vegas, too. Essie Cup from Essie Cup Unfiltered, Mondays through Thursdays at 5 on HLN. Garrett is on Siesta Key, coming back January 15th on MTV. How old are you, dude?
I'm 22.
You're 22?
Of course he is.
Okay, so you're old enough to drink.
Old enough to drink. Yeah.
So, you know, Sheena Shea's single. Sheena.
I'm a decade older than him. That's a little.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. Like my sister's age.
Okay.
You're very cute, though.
You're beautiful.
Oh, I see it happening.
Oh.
I see it happening later tonight.
Garrett, do you think Sheena's cute?
Yeah, she's very cute.
Stop it.
Well, this is interesting because Rob, your friend with benefits, is on the line.
Oh,
hey, Rob.
Hey, Andy. See, I leave you alone with Sheena for 1 second. You're already trying to set it up with other guys.
I know. I actually feel a little embarrassed that I just.
Are we going to have a talk?
Well, I don't know. Well, are you broken up or not?
I mean, Sheena and I have been broken up for a little bit, but literally our relationship has maintained the same for the last 12 years. Like, we are each other's best friends, and you know, that has been in and out of relationship for a lot of that 12 years. It's been great.
Rob, I want to know why you don't like to kiss.
You know, I don't like to kiss in public. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Still in private, not the biggest kisser.
You know.
Okay. Okay. Rob, let me ask you this. Did you think that Sheena was moving too fast? Was that one of the reasons you broke up?
That's not one of the reasons at all, no. I mean, it to full transparency, you know, everything happens for a reason. Sheena and I have truly always had a great amount of respect for each other and always loved each other. The truth is, it's really hard in her circle of friends. It's like, individually, when they're by themselves, they're really great people, but you put that group of people together and they're savages. They come after you, and it's really hard to have a successful relationship in with those people coming and attacking you from all sides. And at the end of the day, we've done a great job of communicating really well and supporting each other and being there for each other. And at the end of the day, we have a great relationship because we communicate through everything and we always support each other. And if it's not, you know, right now, then it's in the future. And we know that, and we're okay with that, but it's really hard, you know? Her world is sometimes really hard to feel secure in.
Before I let you go, anything you want to add to this conversation, Essie?
Well, would you ever leave the show to be with Rob and sort of end the difficulties between you guys?
I said that, but he said he would never let me do that.
I, I would never let her do that. At the end of the day, you know, I know how important the show is to her, and I support her with that. And you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. As long as we are positive with each other and always supporting each other, everything is going to happen, you know, the way it's supposed to.
I charge by the hour if you ever need
All right.
Some more mediating.
Thanks, Rob. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you, too.
All right. Wow. Very interesting. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Sorry.
It's okay.
What was the question? Sorry.
Well, no, the question was, what is your name and from where are you calling? And what question would you like to ask the group?
My name is Whitney, and I am from Clater Lake, Virginia. And my question is for SE Cup.
Okay.
If she could nominate or support any housewife for president, who would it be?
Dorinda Medley. Because she'll make it nice.
She'll make it nice.
That's important.
She will make it nice. It is important. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Tara from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Sheena, and I was just, I love her, I love the show.
Thank you.
And both sides. Anyway, I was just wondering what she would do if she were in Britney's shoes. Would she leave Jax? Would she stay with him?
The thing is, I think it's easier to say. I always said if I was ever cheated on, I would leave, and Britney said the same thing. But I think until you're in that situation, you don't really know what you would do.
Essie, what would you do?
Okay. I feel like Jax is like he's like the Anthony Weiner of Sir. Like he keeps doing the same crappy thing over and over again. Thinks he won't get caught this time. And like Huma, Britney is way too good for him. And she needs to do like Huma and peace.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey Andy, my name is Rob from Pennsylvania.
Hey Rob, what's your question?
First I have to say you look extremely sexy in that black turtleneck.
Thanks, Rob.
My question is for Essie. Essie, do you think President Trump will make it through his first term without either resigning or being impeached?
I do. Yeah. I think a lot of the hyperventilating over whether he'll be impeached or resign or, you know, get sick or whatever, it's just a lot of hype. I think he's going to make it through to his first term. I think he's going to run again. And I think he's going to give anyone who runs against him a run for their money. So Democrats better put up your best person, Oprah Winfrey.
Do you really think that's their best person?
I really, truly
would you, if Trump was running against Oprah, would you vote for Trump again?
Like I said, I'd have to see Oprah's platform. I'm a conservative. I want to see what you're going to do
way,
about
yeah,
taxes
I mean,
and everything
ever,
else.
Have
but...
you voted Democrat before?
No.
You never have? Yeah.
No. No, but I also didn't vote for Donald Trump.
You did not vote for Donald
no.
Trump? No.
No. I'm a Republican and a conservative.
So then who
and
did you...
sleep at night.
Who did you vote for?
I wrote in Paul Ryan.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And do you think Paul Ryan has shown himself in his... Has this brought out the best of Paul Ryan, this Trump presidency? Or do you think he's done what he's had to do to be House Majority
yes.
Leader?
Yes. Well, I know the best of Paul Ryan. I know Paul Ryan, and I've seen the best of him. And this isn't it. This is what he's had to do as Speaker of the House to do his job, to get Republicans elected, to keep his caucus together. He's done what he had to do. But Paul Ryan's better than the past year.
Right. On the other hand, isn't this the time to show who you are?
It'd be great.
I want to thank Sheena Shea and SE Cup and Garrett Miller from Siesta Key. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.